USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced Tuesday he initiated another probe into possible illegal ballot harvesting in the 2020 election. True the Vote submitted a complaint and digital data evidence to Raffensperger's office on November 30th. On the COVID-19 front, the United States will buy 20 million doses of Pfizer's COVID pill. That's doubling the previous order. Tennis star Novak Djokovic was granted a COVID vaccine medical exemption on Tuesday and will play in the Australian Open. And the new CDC guidelines changing isolation from 10 days to 5 days does not include getting a test after the isolation. Dr. John Brownstein from Boston's Children's Hospital on ABC News.
This is all about the fact that there's just not enough tests. They do work to identify contagiousness. The reality is if every American had access to, say, 5 tests at home, we really wouldn't be having this conversation.
USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As many sports teams in America use the names of Native American ancestry, political pressure has the Cleveland baseball team changing its name very soon, and the Washington football team dropped their name altogether. It has been announced the Washington, D.C. football team has come up with a new name.
The Washington football team is set to unveil a new team name and logo next month. The NFL franchise making the announcement on Tuesday in a letter written by the team's president. While Jason Wright didn't give a hint as to what the team name will be, he did say the team will not be called the Red Wolves or the Wolves. The team has been known as the Washington football team since 2020 after retiring the Redskins name and logo. The new team name and logo will be revealed on February 2nd. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Good news for the James Webb Telescope. Controllers on Tuesday completed the deployment of the Space Observatory SunShield successfully. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the mostly partisan January 6th Commission continues its investigation, it should be noted the only gunfire that day came from a Capitol Police officer that shot and killed an unarmed U.S. veteran. Lawmakers in D.C. have determined the Capitol Police officer will not face any charges. The family of slain Ashley Babbitt called the shooting a murder and complained the officer's actions cannot be justified. So as we head into January 6th on Thursday, one lawmaker is calling out the commission as propaganda. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, speaks out on Newsmax.
They have nothing else to do. They have failed on every single policy that the Democrats have brought forward. Inflation is out of control. The border is wide open and nothing is being done about it. The Democrats don't even care. Crime is skyrocketing and our country is falling apart. But what is terrifying Americans even more is this type of authoritarian control that Joe Biden and all of the Democrats are welding all over the country. So they're very concerned about what they're seeing from January 6th. With Nancy Pelosi and her awful January 6th committee, it's nothing but Russian collusion 2.0. And they're going to continue to run it into the ground day in and day out, trying to hurt Republicans going into the midterm election.
President Trump has canceled a press conference scheduled for 6 January at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Trump blamed the total bias and dishonesty of the fake news media as one of the reasons. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.